Krishna Book, Canto 5, Parakiya Rasa, Chapter 29, Scene 5. The Gopis Plead Their Cases. When Krishna spoke in such a discouraging way to the gopis, they became very sad, for the gopis thought that their desire to enjoy the rasa dance with Krishna would be frustrated. Thus, the gopis became full of anxiety. Out of great sadness, the gopis began to breathe very heavily. Instead of looking at Krishna face to face, the gopis bowed their heads and looked to the ground and began to draw various types of curved lines on the ground with their toes. The gopis were shedding heavy tears, and their cosmetic decorations were being washed from their faces. The water from their eyes mixed with the kumkum of their breasts falling to the ground. The gopis could not say anything to Krishna, but simply stood there silently. By their silence, the gopis expressed that their hearts were grievously wounded. The gopis were not ordinary women. In essence, they were on an equal level with Krishna. The gopis are Krishna's eternal associates, as it is confirmed in the Brahma Sanhita, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pati Bhavitabis Tabhirya Eva Nija Rupataya Kalabhi Goloka Eva Nivasatyaki Latma Bhuto Govindam Adi Purusham Tamahang Bhajami. The gopis are expansions of the pleasure potency of Krishna, and as his potency, the gopis are non-different from Krishna. Although the gopis were depressed by the words of Krishna, they did not like to use harsh words against Krishna. Yet, the gopis wanted to rebuke Krishna for his unkind words, and therefore they began to speak in faltering voices. The gopis did not like to use harsh words against Krishna, because Krishna was their dearmost, their heart and soul. The gopis had only Krishna within their hearts. The gopis were completely surrendered and dedicated souls. Naturally, when the gopis heard such unkind words from Krishna, they tried to reply, but in their attempt, torrents of tears fell from their eyes. Finally, the gopis managed to speak. O Krishna, you are very cruel. You should not talk like that. We are fully fledged, surrendered souls. Please accept us, and don't talk in that cruel way. Of course, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and you can do whatever you like. But it is not worthy of your position to treat us in such a cruel way. We have come to you, leaving everything behind, just to take shelter of your lotus feet. We know that you are completely independent and can do whatever you like. But we request you, don't reject us. We are your devotees. You should accept us, just as Lord Narayan accepts his devotees. There are many devotees of Lord Narayan who worship him for salvation, and Lord Narayan awards them that salvation. So similarly, how can you reject us gopis when we have no other shelter than your lotus feet? O dear Krishna, you are the supreme instructor. There is no doubt about it. Your instructions to women to be faithful to their husbands and to be merciful to their children to take care of homely affairs, and to be obedient to the elderly members of the family. All of these, surely, are just according to the tenets of the Shastras. But we also know that all of these instructions of the Shastras may be observed perfectly by keeping oneself under the protection of your lotus feet. Our husbands, friends, family members, and children are all dear and pleasing to us only because of your presence. For you are the supersoul of all living creatures. Without your presence, one is worthless. When you leave the body immediately dies. And according to the injunction of the Shastra, a dead body must immediately be thrown into the river or burned. Therefore, ultimately you are the dearmost personality in all of this world. By placing our faith and love in your personality, there is no chance of our being bereft of husband, friends, sons, or daughters. If a woman accepts you as the supreme husband, then she will never be bereft of her husband as in the bodily concept of life. So if we accept you as our ultimate husband, then there is no question of being separated, divorced, or widowed. You are the eternal husband, eternal son, eternal friend, and eternal master. And one who enters into a relationship with you is thus eternally happy. And since you are the teacher of all religious principles, your lotus feet must first be worshipped. Accordingly, the Shastras state, Acharya Upasana, worship of your lotus feet is the first principle. And besides that, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, you are the only enjoyer, you are the only proprietor, and you are the only friend. As such, we have come to you, leaving aside all so-called friends, society, and love, and now you have become our enjoyer. So let us be everlastingly enjoyed by you. Be our proprietor, for that is your natural claim. And be our supreme friend, for you are naturally so. Let us thus embrace you as the supreme beloved. O lotus-eyed Krishna, please do not discourage our long-cherished desires to have you as our husband. Any intelligent man who cares for his own self-interest reposes all loving spirit in you. Persons who are simply misled by your external energy, who want to be satisfied with false concepts, try to enjoy themselves apart from you. The so-called husband, friend, son, daughter, or father and mother are simply sources of material misery. No one is made happy in this material world by having a so-called father, mother, husband, son, daughter, and friend. Although the father and mother are expected to protect the children, still, there are many children who are suffering for want of food and shelter. There are many good physicians, but when a patient dies, no physician can revive anyone. There are many means of protection, but when one is doomed, none of the protective measures can help. And without your protection, the so-called sources of protection simply become sources of continued distress. We therefore appeal to you, dear Krishna, Lord of all other lords, please do not kill our long-cherished desires to have you as our supreme husband. Oh, dear Krishna, as women, certainly we are satisfied when our hearts are engaged in the activities of family affairs. But as it is, our hearts have already been stolen by you. So we can no longer engage them in family affairs. And besides that, you are asking us repeatedly to return home. And that is a very appropriate instruction, but unfortunately, we have been stunned here. Our legs have no power to move a step from your lotus feet. Therefore, if even at your request we return home, what shall we do there? We have lost all capacity to act without you. Instead of engaging our hearts in family affairs as women, we have now developed a different type of lust which is continually blazing in our hearts. So now we request you, dear Krishna, to extinguish that fire with your beautiful smile and the transcendental vibration emanating from your lips. And if you do not agree to do us this favor, certainly we shall be burned in the fire of separation. In that condition, we shall simply think of you and your beautiful features and give up our bodies immediately. For in that way, we think it will be possible for us to reside at your lotus feet in the next life. Oh, dear Krishna, if you say that if we go home, our respective husbands will satisfy the lusty flame of our desire, we can only say that this is no longer possible. You have given us a chance to be enjoyed by you in this forest, and you have touched our breasts once in the past, which we accepted as a blessing, as did the goddesses of fortune who are enjoyed in the Vaikuntha lokas by you. But since we have tasted this transcendental enjoyment, we are no longer interested in going to anyone but you for the satisfaction of our lust. Dear Krishna, the lotus feet of the goddess of fortune are always worshipped by the demigods, although she is always resting on your chest in the Vaikuntha planets. Lakshmi underwent great austerity and penance to have some shelter at your lotus feet, which are always covered by tulsi leaves. Your lotus feet are the proper shelter of your servitors, and the goddess of fortune, instead of abiding on your chest, comes down and worships your lotus feet. So we have now placed ourselves under the dust of your lotus feet. Please do not reject us, for we are fully surrendered souls. Dear Krishna, you are known as Hari. You destroy all the miseries of all living entities, specifically of those who have left their homes and family attachment and have completely taken to you. We have left our homes with the hope that we shall completely devote and dedicate our lives to your service. We are simply begging to be engaged as your servants. We do not wish to ask you to accept us as your wives. Simply accept us as your maidservants. Since you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead and like to enjoy the Parakiya Rasa, and since you are famous as a transcendental woman hunter, we have come to satisfy your transcendental desires. We are also after our own satisfaction, for simply by looking at your smiling face, we have become very lusty. We have come before you, decorated with all ornaments and dress. But until you embrace us, then all our dress and beautiful features remain incomplete. You are the Supreme Person. And if you complete our dressing attempt as the Purusha Bhushan, or the Supreme Male Ornament, then all of our desires and bodily decorations will become complete. Dear Krishna, we have simply been captivated by seeing you with tilak and with earrings, and by seeing your beautiful face covered with your scattered hair and extraordinary smile. Not only that, but we are also attracted by your arms, which always give assurance to the surrendered souls. And although we are also attracted by your chest, which is always embraced by the goddess of fortune, we do not wish to take her position, for we shall simply be satisfied by being your maidservants. However, if you accuse us of encouraging prostitution, then we can only ask, where is that woman within these three worlds who is not captivated by your beauty and rhythmic songs vibrated by your transcendental flute? Within these three worlds, there is no distinction between men and women in relation to you, because both men and women belong to the marginal potency, Prakriti. No one is actually the enjoyer or the male. Everyone is meant to be enjoyed by you. There is no woman within these three worlds who cannot but deviate from her path of chastity once she is attracted to you, because your beauty is so sublime that not only men and women, but cows, birds, beasts, and even the trees, fruits, and flowers, everyone and everything become enchanted. And what to speak of ourselves? However, it is definitely decided that just as Lord Vishnu is always protecting the demigods from the onslaught of demons, so you have also advented here in Vrindavan just to give the residents protection from all kinds of distress. Oh, dear friend of the distressed, kindly place your lotus hand on our burning breasts as well as on our heads, because we have surrendered unto you as your eternal maidservants. And if you think that your lotus-like palms might be burned to ashes if placed on our burning breasts, let us assure you that your palms will feel pleasure instead of pain, just as the lotus flower, although very delicate and soft, enjoys the scorching heat of the sun.
Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Sri Govinda, Gopinath, Madana Mohan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Krishna book.